With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A deadly crash in Texas.
Police say the 18-wheeler was stolen and was driven through the front of the Texas Department of Public Safety office that issues driver's licenses in Brenham, Texas. The driver has been identified as Clenard Parker.
Parker did come to the DPS Brenham office yesterday at approximately 3 or 4 p.m., where he was denied his commercial driver license.
Sergeant Justin Ruiz says Parker is in custody. Brenham Mayor Atwood Conjura says the driver wanted to crash into the building again, but was detained.
Our fire chief mentioned that if he had veered a little bit to the left the second time, there would have been a collapse of that building, which would have resulted in a lot more injuries and possible death.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, the DNC helped pay Biden's legal fees.
Democratic donors covered more than $1 million in legal fees racked up by attorneys representing Joe Biden during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents. The payments were disclosed in regular campaign finance reports to the Federal Election Commission. News of the payments comes after the Biden campaign has repeatedly criticized Donald Trump over the extensive use of donor funds to cover his legal bills stemming from four criminal indictments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Dallas doctor is found guilty.
The Dallas anesthesiologist was convicted for injecting a nerve-blocking agent and other drugs into bags of intravenous fluid, which led to the death of a coworker and caused cardiac emergencies for several patients. The 60-year-old man faces up to 190 years in prison. After evidence presented at trial showed numerous patients at Surgicare North Dallas suffered cardiac emergencies during routine medical procedures performed by various doctors between May and August of 2022. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says Christians need to vote.
Robert Jeffress pastors the Giant First Baptist Church of Dallas, and he tells the Christian Post that believers must get to the ballot box in November for what promises to be a critical election. Jeffress, who was a spiritual advisor to former President Trump, isn't telling anybody who to vote for. He says, quote, "There are no perfect candidates, but we vote by policies. And if we take a biblical view of the world, I think we'll know how to vote." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump says people of faith should not vote for President Biden in November. He points to Biden's reaction to the Hamas attack on Israel and the administration's promotion of the queer trans agenda. The former president says Biden has totally abandoned Israel. Mr. Trump's urging Christians to turn out in large numbers on Election Day and to return him to the White House. He points to numerous instances in which President Biden has been insensitive to Christian concerns. This is SRN News. Well, this has been the worst week on Wall Street since October.
Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street Friday after an uneven start to earnings reporting season. The S&P 500 sank 1.5%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite slumped 1.6%. Worries about tensions in the Middle East rattled financial markets. Treasury yields fell as investors looked for safer places for their money. J.P. Morgan Chase was among the stock market's heaviest weights after giving a forecast for a key source of income that was below analysts' estimates. The pressure is always on companies to produce fatter profits, but it's particularly acute now, given expectations that interest rates may stay high for a while. Damian Troisi, New York.
A federal judge rejects Hunter Biden's efforts to get his gun possession charges dismissed. The president's son was indicted in September for possessing a gun while using narcotics. Friday, the judge ruled the case will not be dismissed. The trial scheduled to begin June 3rd in Delaware. More at SRNnews.com.